Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
DJ Fusion talking with Jackie today. How you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing well, Shay. Thanks for having us.
No problem. What is your position and title here at Briar Patch Youth Services?
So I'm the Development and Communications Director, and I've been in that role for a little over 3 years now.
What do you kind of do with that role? What do you do? Communications, like public interaction?
Public interaction, social media stuff. I take care of everything on the website. We do all of the fundraising and try to organize all these fabulous events we have coming up. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts. I like to say fundraising and marketing for folks that don't.
Short, sweet, and simple.
Yep.
So you have an event that you're putting together that ultimately leads to another bigger event, but let's start with the Youth Arts Festival. It's going down on Saturday, October 16th, noon to 4. What's happening?
So this will be the fourth year we've put this Youth Arts Festival together. It's getting rolled up into the 50th anniversary this year with all of our other activities. So just to clarify, this is the fourth time that we're doing it. Last year with COVID, we were able to pull it all together and did a virtual Youth Arts Festival,
okay,
which of course doesn't have the pizzazz as a live event does. But in any event, I think we pulled it together and it came together okay. So 2 years ago, we had it live out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably repeat that same process. We're looking to get a couple tents outside so that we can have folks, you know, in case the rain comes. We will have the visual arts under one tent and the performing artists under another tent.
Okay.
So we're looking for young artists right now. We're looking for youth who are anywhere from the age of 10 to 21 up to maybe 24, but any kind of art that they, you know, can provide. So with the visual art, we offer them the opportunity to sell their art if they want to.
Really?
Yep, they can sell it. They get all the money. We don't keep any of it. It all goes to them. And we're talking about paintings, drawings, pencil, could be clay. We've had, last time we had some kids who did, our whole TLU group put together what they call zines, which are small magazines that they created to tell a story.
Okay.
So that was really a fun activity for them, and it was a good plus for the group.
It is about creative, and when mm-hmm. it comes to the youth, there's a lot of creativity there. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to participate, Jackie, what's the best way for someone to reach out and sign up or be a part of this?
They can visit our website at www.briarpatch.org, or I think the best way probably is just to email me directly,
mm-hmm.
jackie.wehrenberg@briarpatch.org, and all of that is on the website, so you can connect with me there. That's how we're doing the registration.
And this is, again, it's visual and performing arts. You could be into painting, into drawing, clay making, photography,
mm-hmm.
Spoken word, poetry, singing, dancing, playing an instrument, whatever your creative zone is. And if you're a youth in the Madison area, this is a place for you to come and showcase that.
Absolutely. We've got some pretty amazing performing artists we're hoping to get this time too. We have some youth dance group with Sun Prairie High School right now.
Okay.
I've got connection with them, so they're going to bring a couple young people along to dance, perform that way. We're hoping to get a drum circle so that we can have like an interactive kind of activity, but we'll also have other things there to do. The last time we did just like you could sit at a table and paint or create these little talismans, so they're like clear rocks and they could cut little things out of magazines. We had another group that came and did poetry on demand, which was really, really cool. You kind of provide like two or three words and they type this poem up for you, like impromptu right there. So it's really cool. And so hopefully we can get something like that again, and we'll have the zine creation again too. But also outside, we'll have, you know, sidewalk chalks. We have tabling opportunities. We probably will have bags games, and all other kinds of activities for all the whole family to do. So,
and it's happening from noon to 4 p.m. So you're probably also going to work up an appetite while playing the games and showcasing this art and stuff. So there's going to be food trucks on site, and there's going to be food available for everybody as well, correct?
Yes, we're going to have some food trucks here for everybody, probably some other refreshments. And I would also like to mention that one of the best things about the whole day is that we're going to have DJ Fusion there to MC. And
yes, I'll be hanging out all day.
So hopefully if you know anybody that just wants to come and check that out or be here with DJ Fusion, that would be great too. We'd love to have you. We just want the youth and the families to come and have a great day. So
it's about celebrating our community's youth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this Youth Arts Festival is part of a bigger plan. It's part of your golden anniversary year.
Yes, our golden anniversary celebration. So we're celebrating 50 years of serving youth and families in Dane County this year. So we're trying to incorporate that in many different ways. And with this particular event, it's more focused on the youth and families. Our open house will be in September. So that's for the entire community to come see our environment and our space here and how welcoming it is. And then we have another event in November at Brassworks at Goodman Community Center on November 4th. It's a Thursday evening, so that will be for the community as well, and celebrating this milestone year. So,
well, yeah. It's been an amazing 50 years, and I hope there's another 50 to follow right after this.
I think there will be. We're talking about future as we plan all of this as well, and how we need to do everything that we can to look forward to the future for the youth and families and best serve them.
What's the best way for anybody in the community to reach out to Briar Patch if they need some help or some assistance?
608-251-1126 or www.briarpatch.org.
And again, we are having the Youth Arts Festival Saturday, October 16th from noon to 4. We are looking for artists for this. It could be visual or performing arts. And we're looking forward to many great stage performances as well as some great food trucks and activities on site.
Great. Yep, that's exactly what we've got going on. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for hanging out with me today, Jackie.
Thanks, DJ. Well, we appreciate having you.
Hey, let's stay attached with Briar Patch.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.